Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love mochi.
Today's episode is brought to you by OCB Rolling Papers. Keep your harmony on high with OCB.
This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from better times? For another Homes Alone dish. It's Sunday, April 4th, 2021, and my guests couldn't be more delightful if they tried. First-time guest, Kyle Ayers is here, returning champion. Hang on a second. Jessica Michelle Singleton is here, and all-time champ. Don't tell Sam Levine that I said that. Jeff Tate is here. That's right. It's Kyle Ayers, Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Jeff Tate. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Whoa.
Well, hello.
Yeah, I apologize, Kyle. It really did sound like I intro'd you and you should respond. I don't know what I was on when I wrote the script for this one, but you know.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Yeah. Jessica and Jeff just ran with it because I went totally off format there. I usually say all your names in a row without all these credits and stuff in there. We talk about that later. Like, how about now? From the Never Seen It show, it's Kyle Ayers. Am I saying that right?
You're saying it great.
All those words were correct?
Yeah, never and seen and it and Kyle Ayers. Yeah, it's great.
And what happens on Never Seen It?
On Never Seen It, I have comedians rewrite movies they've never seen. So they just write what they think it probably is, and we read their scripts.
Oh, wow. I feel like I would do much better there.
All right. Well, if you two want to go ahead and go get a podcast.
All right. Bye.
Get into a different Zoom room. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I think you would be great at that. And I'm like, that one makes me like I'm daunted by it. What do you think, Jeff? Do you have an opinion one way or the other?
No, but I'm going to start a podcast where I just guess what happens on his podcast.
Oh, shit.
I never heard it with Jeff Tate.
Yeah, never heard it. Never heard, never seen
it. And I'll start the after show for all of these.
Oh, talking never heard it, never seen it.
Never heard it.
I mean, there's really some people have proven there's total careers in the show about another show.
It's mind blowing.
Well, there's only one other career in that show. It's Chris's. Chris is the one that gets to have all those shows.
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly on television, but he's the king of that there. But in the podcast world, it's just, it's run amok. I mean, there's people that have more podcasts than they have, than there are days in the week.
It's impressive.
Just a lot to ask of folks. Is that what it means to me?
Hey, listen, my podcast is on 24/7. Just turn it on. And you know, go about your biz. I don't even care if you mute it, but just put it on, and then I'm gonna clean up.
It's a 24-hour day, 7-day a week podcast where I recap the Truman Show.
I was just gonna say that. Damn it!
And no one will care how many ads there are because they're not paying attention to it anyway.
It's just there.
It's just in the background. It's almost like framed art, just in a corner.
Just elevator music, the podcast.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, enough dreaming of a better tomorrow, because we're experiencing it today. Thank you for being here for the first time, Kyle.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll all try to go easy on you. Back from last week.
By a miracle.
It's our champion.
It's the Sunday for miracles.
Yes. JMS Comedy on social.
Yeah, that's me.
I got that right. Jessica Michelle Singleton. Hello.
Yay. Hi. Thanks for having me back. I'm back and I'm the same as ever. I can't wait.
How long would you let this go on if you just kept winning? Would there be a point where you'd say, okay, no more? Or would you?
I feel like I probably just like one disgruntled tweet, because I'm sensitive, away from being like, I'll just step out. No, I don't know.
That's how nice or non-existent the listeners are these days.
I'm so surprised.
They don't give people shit.
I haven't been getting hate tweets for being absolutely moronic about movies. It's been very lovely. I will come anytime you will have me, but I anticipate it won't go on much longer based on my lack of knowledge.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anything can happen because...
Find out. I'm a wild card.
Everybody's favorite. No pressure, Kyle or Jessica, but everybody's favorite.
Jeff, including my boyfriend.
Hello, Jeff.
Well, hello. It's a lot of pressure on me.
How much do you miss the chanting?
Oh, it's what gets me through, man. I feel like after a whole year of not having it, you can see my life force slipping away.
Yeah, people will go right back to it, I think. I bet you've done a few like selective, safe stand-up shows. Did people chant your name at those shows?
No. No. I'm trying to keep everybody's mouth shut, so I'm doing a lot of just like, I'm telling people not to even laugh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's smart. You're like a roller coaster in Japan.
Yeah. Laugh on the inside. Laugh inside your heart.
Yeah, scream in your head. You don't need to do it out loud and spread the virus. Well, terrific to have you back, Jeff. It's been a little while. You and I just completed I'm going to call it a project, a side project of our podcast, where you and I, we competed, Jessica and Kyle. Jeff and I competed every day for a year in Pando. Over Zoom, or not Zoom, Periscope, which just went away. There's no more Periscope. But we did it on there every day for a year. We played against each other in games from Doug Loves Movies. And we ended up in a tie of number of wins. We each won like 184 times or something like that. But we just wrapped that up. How does that feel, Jeff? Have you had those moments each day where you're like, oh, when am I going to do that? That game with Doug?
Yeah. I've had that. Like, I've looked at my phone with a little panic. Why hasn't he texted?
Yeah. And like, you know, nobody was throwing any praise or anything for us after doing it for a full year. So I just felt like.
You have to do a tiebreaker.
No, never.
Never. It was fun ending it in a tie, actually, because, you know, we weren't that competitive as it is. It was just fun to, you know, just always fun to keep score. But once Periscope dissolved, we decided to quit, but maybe we'll start up something else again.
I think that's a fun time to end something, when what you're doing it on gives up forever.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're not going to do this anymore, so you guys should probably stop too. Like, it's not working for the whole app.
Strangely, the app still has, you can go and find my account and watch the ones that I left up there, because I deleted a lot of them, but there's a few that got left up there when Periscope went down, so to speak.
Down Periscope. And,
Periscope was purged.
That's like a comedians, like, that's a jump ball for comedians, what I just did, where we all just saw the same thing and just had to yell it out. But yeah, you get what I'm saying. And real quick, before we get into what movies y'all recommend, I want to do the box office report. Godzilla versus Kong made $32 million at the, you know, probably a lot of newly reopened indoor theaters.
Wow.
And the ongoing. I hope drive-ins are back for good, because I think drive-ins are cool.
Me too.
But sorry about the spoiler, but I'm pretty sure I heard on the internet that Godzilla v. Kong, that they end up settling out of court.
It's just like you you and Jeff on Periscope.
Oh, right. What if Jeff and I had it's like a movie plot. What if Jeff and I had a private game and never told anybody the results?
Ooh.
What if we break the tie but nobody gets to find out?
Nobody knows.
You could make the result into an NFT. I don't know what that means. I just confidently know the term NFT.
I don't either. I don't.
Oh, I didn't even mean.
Down. All right.
Now it's time for Recommendation Nation. That's where each of my guests just stick their neck out, because I know what it's like to recommend movies. You're only going to have somebody up in your Twitter telling you how wrong you are. But nonetheless, if each of you could recommend a movie, we'll start with Jessica. What do you got?
I just watched the new Eric Andre movie, Bad Trip. I'm going to recommend that. It's very, it's like Hidden Camera style with a plot. It's got Eric Andre, Lil Rel, Tiffany Haddish. I genuinely haven't laughed so hard. I don't remember the last time I laughed that hard at a movie. It was so great.
Those three are, they're all so funny anyway, but then to have these like constant pranks just woven into the story, it's just, and the outtakes at the end that kind of give you more of a sense of, you know, how things were accomplished. It's still,
yes,
it's all just beautiful. It's all just so, you know, at times it got a little grosser or sillier than I would like, but still, I was still laughing while I was, you know, grossed out or whatever, just because of the sheer audacity of it, you know.
It was great, yeah. And I thought, I'm someone who like loves like shocking humor, for better or worse. I'm sure it exhausts some people, but like some of the just very physical bits, they really got me. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a really good time if you have a stomach for. You know, some people also get, and I don't blame them, get nervous for the, you know, the people standing around and,
oh yeah, the bystanders
what kind of PTSD they may end up having. You know, they might have a lifetime problem because Eric Andre, you know, shot out of a garbage can when they weren't expecting it.
They have to go to therapy for years. And people, oh my God, what a great movie.
But they get everybody to sign, you know, and then there's even some like extra footage in the outtakes where they're sort of standing around with them after they've, you know, realized that they've been pranked. And it's really fun. Like I kind of want to watch it again already. And I'm not like that with a lot of movies.
Yeah, me too. I think I am like that with really physical, silly comedies, though, because I always end up catching some stuff I didn't see because I was laughing too hard. So I'm
can't see shit when you're doubled over.
I know. It's great.
All right, Jeff Tate, what do you think? What's your recommendation du jour?
Oh, I just watched that movie, The Frighteners.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
That's funny because Peter Jackson came up.
Last week.
Was it you that recommended Heavenly Creatures?
No, that was Hemda. I recommended probably a kid's movie because I'm
That was wild that that Peter Jackson's he scored 2 weeks in a row with movies that don't have hobbits, monkeys, or more hobbits. So what'd you think? So you loved it?
I really liked it. Yeah, it was delightful.
Of course, Michael J. Fox is Money in the Bank. Chai McBride with the fucking giant afro is delightful.
Yeah, very funny.
And just I just remember being so fast paced. Like, I guess maybe some people would find it too frenetic, you know?
Well, those people shouldn't watch it then.
Yeah, okay.
If you're the type of person who thinks something can be too frenetic, skip The Frighteners.
Wait, so like you don't have a mom?
Yeah, but
she'd be all right with the pacing of The Frighteners?
I don't think that when it's over, she'll be like, I didn't care for the pacing. She might have other things she didn't like about it, but it won't be the pacing.
I got you.
She'll probably be like, this is a little it's a little too Tim Burton-ish for me.
Just picture her getting on Letterboxd. Okay, let's get into the pacing of The Frighteners.
I just mean, like, could you imagine her watching a Michael Bay movie?
Oh, yeah, no. She's seen all the Marvel movies.
Yeah, but the cutting isn't so fast. Like Michael Bay and early Peter Jackson, they like cut like every few seconds. Like it really is. Maybe I'm just too old for this shit. But
well, next time I see her, I'll make her watch some Michael Bay movies, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen The Frighteners in a while, so I want to check it out again. Are there any other actors besides the two I mentioned that are like known actors that are in it?
Not really.
Isn't Young Busey in it?
Yeah, like Jake Busey's in it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the main lady, looks so much like Andie MacDowell that I still think it is, even though I looked it up and it isn't. Oh. I still believe that that's Andie MacDowell.
All right. The Frighteners. Kyle, do you get the premise here, right?
Yeah. I'm picking up it's the pacing is kind of frenetic on the podcast, but I'm picking up on it.
You jumped right into the river and you're going with the flow. What's a movie that you'd like to recommend?
I just watched, this is good, for the first time, Blade Runner.
It's like, all right, moving on.
This one
we're gonna play. but you liked it. That's paying it forward.
I loved it. I think if for whatever reason you've avoided watching the movie that a genre is based off of, go ahead.
Fine, I'll watch it.
Go ahead and check it out, and it's good. And now I can watch Blade Runner 2049, which looks like it was shot in high def. Which you probably was since the movie.
To do it right, you should wait 49 years. I was trying to do the math. I can't even. I don't know what year Blade Runner was supposed to be. I think it was early 2000s.
It was
It was November 2019.
Yeah.
2019. Oh my God! So it did just. We passed it.
It was the last month before there was any coronavirus.
That is dark.
That's why they don't mention it in the movie.
It's weird because he has a mask, but he never puts it on.
Well, so that's great news, is you can watch Blade Runner 2049 and see that the world is still pretty awesome, wink. I forgot that we're just, we can only hear each other, so I had to say it instead of doing it. Those are three terrific recommendations. I put them up head against each other on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account. I love doing polls on Twitter. So get in there and vote if you've seen all three of those movies for which one you like the most. I guess I got to go Blade Runner if choosing between these three, but these are excellent choices. I'll be really interested to see how the numbers shake out. And that takes us to our first commercial break. We'll be right back after this. No flipping.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back, and it's time to play some games. Are you ready, Jessica?
I'm ready to probably lose.
And Kyle, how do you feel?
Participatory. No, I'm excited and optimistic. I feel like I answered like I'm on the dating game.
This is what Jeff does. He doesn't say anything mean. He just laughs at everything you say. As if to say that he is not worried one bit about how this is going to go.
Oh, God.
But this first game we're going to play is still kind of in beta. And the first game always, as you know, Jessica, doesn't really matter. It's the second game that counts. But this first game we're going to play today is called Leopard Malton. And it's like the old Leonard Maltin game we used to play on the show, but it's called Leopard Malton because it's faster.
Oh, no.
A leopard is faster than Leonard Maltin.
That is true.
Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. This is a jump in when you think you know it game. I will name a category. Then I'll tell you what the category means. Then I will tell you the year the movie came out. Then I will tell you how many stars Leonard Maltin gave the film in his review, from which I will read a couple of snippets, and then I'll start naming the cast members that he listed from the bottom up. At any point during that, you can buzz in with your own name, you know, just get my attention, and I'll stop reading, and then you get a guess, but you only get one guess per movie, so if you jump in too early and take a wild swing, you'll be out for that particular round.
Oh, man.
Makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense, and I'm so scared.
It's going to be fun. Just wait. You're going to really enjoy watching how good Jeff is at this.
Oh, no.
I'm just staring at this tiny little picture on Zoom, expecting it to move and answer the questions.
How do I make it bigger?
It is so tiny.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the first one. Hang on, talk amongst yourselves for a second.
What do you guys think the first one's going to be?
Blade Runner.
I was going to say Pulp Fiction.
That's why I have to change it. Hang on a second.
Oh, man.
Riley's liked it. I was thinking of the movie I'd seen most recently and I didn't like it at all. And it was some new Tom Hanks movie where he News of the World. Did anyone see News of the World?
I haven't seen it. You didn't like it?
I thought it was going to be Tom Hanks reading the news, and it wasn't. It was Tom Hanks learning a Native American language way too quick.
Wow.
So it's sort of a Dances with the Wolves kind
of thing? It's kind of almost, yeah, like a, an orphaned Native American slash German girl ends up in his sort of watch and he has to get her back to her family. I thought it was going to be Tom Hanks tells people about the Civil War and that'll happen like two times.
Does he ever get to say, I'm the captain now?
In a Native American language.
In the outtakes, but you know, you know, whole movie.
Oh, that's hilarious. The idea that Tom Hanks, that there's like outtakes in every Tom Hanks movie of him quoting other Tom Hanks movies.
Saying there's a snake in his boot and we keep cutting.
He tries to offer that little girl a box of chocolates.
Yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
It's me, the guy from Greyhound. I don't know anymore.
I'm just going to start shouting movies too. Philadelphia, I don't know, something.
Greyhound is in a submarine movie, so guess what I bet he says?
Down Periscope. Greyhound is a submarine movie? It's not about a bus?
Is it not a submarine movie?
I once heard it described.
Your whole life is a lie?
Life is based on Greyhound, yes.
All of your life was based on Tom Hanks being in an affordable bus movie.
She's aspirational.
I bet you Larry Crown would ride a bus.
They Crown's mega bus all day, baby.
How else did he get to where he's cheating? Is that the Larry Crown affair? That's the Thomas Crown affair. I don't know a lot about movies.
It's Larry Crown's war.
Larry Crown's war.
Don't confuse him further, Jeff.
Movies doesn't come up anymore. What is Tom Hanks on in Greyhound?
Down Periscope.
All right. Here we go. So I realized that Jeff and I played this game a lot together before, and I realized that, you know, in preparing this, I wasn't thinking about who the guests were going to be. And so now I'm looking at this game and going, well, Jeff, you know, he's going to know these right away because we've played them before. So that was me, you know, searching to find one that Jeff wouldn't have an automatic advantage. So we're just going to play one round.
There's one.
I'm fully one prepared of this to game. We'll play wave the white flag.
We'll play the other game. The other game will be much more satisfying, but this one is going to be nice and quick.
Oh God!
Just to recap, jump in when you think you know what it is with your own name, and then I'll stop, and you can give your guess. Okay, the category is cage free. These are movies that Nicolas Cage is not in. The year is 2012. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 out of 4 stars. He says that it is arch and precious, and he also says it's rescued somewhat by its sheer originality and a game cast. Arch and Precious, I used to have 2 poodles with those names. And then Leonard lists 10 names. I'll give you these 10 names from number 10 to number 1. And it goes like this. Harvey Keitel. Kara Hayward. Jared Gilman, Bob Balaban, Jason Schwartzman, Tilda Swinton.
Kyle buzzing in? Is Kyle buzzing in?
Kyle, what is it?
Is Burn After Reading?
It is not.
I would never have guessed that anyway, but damn.
Take a seat. I can't see you. I assume you were standing.
Standing.
Okay. This is now between Jeff and Jessica.
Oh God.
What name did I leave off on?
Tilda Swinton.
Frances McDormand.
Jeff.
Damn it.
What is it, Jeff?
Is it Moonrise Kingdom?
That is correct. You did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on, what other movie is Arch and Precious?
Yeah, why would he ever say
Blade Runner?
Precious.
That sounds like a YouTube duo that goes on Fox News.
I like that Leonard says that it's, you know, that it's sheer originality kind of saves it, because it's like by that point Wes Anderson's movies were losing their originality. They were all kind of the same. It was just, Hotel. It was the Grand Budapest Hotel where I think he really took a nice turn and made, you know, what might be one of my favorite movies of his.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah, I really loved that one. I like that one a lot.
I like Rushmore a lot. I think that those two are my favorites because they're the ones that have the most swearing.
I like the style.
You know what I mean? His movies, the dialogue's a little too twee for me. I like an occasional, you know, F-bomb or whatever. Congratulations, Jeff Tate. You did it. You showed him how it's done. Hey, here's a fun idea. Jessica and Kyle, do you want to play one of these other? We can have Jeff sit out for a second. Do you want to play one just to you know?
Yeah, sure. I would like to lose twice in a row. That would be fun.
Yeah, just to keep losing. I want you to keep losing, and it's fun.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
All right, let's do another one. I love this.
Oh man,
I'm excited. I gotta find one real quick, but it's gonna be good. Jeff, just hang out.
Gotcha.
Enjoy a beverage or. I'll go grab a snack and then head on back. All right. Kyle and Jessica, I'll give you all the stuff. You just jump in when you think you know what it is. The category is Booze Clues. And these are movies about alcoholism or a treasure hunt or both.
Yay. So all of Cage's movies.
This sounds up my alley, at least.
The year is 2004. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. He says it has a clever script and that it's longer than it needs to be.
Ooh.
He lists 8 names of people that are in this movie. Jump in when you think you know it. Justin Bartha. Hunter Gomez, Harvey Keitel again.
God damn it.
Damn him. Christopher Plummer, RIP. Sean Bean.
Kyle buzzing in.
Kyle, what is it?
Isn't it actually a Nicolas Cage movie? Is this National Treasure?
It is, in fact.
Oh my God.
Wait. Nicolas Cage.
I've been had.
My favorite movie.
Oh my God.
That's
you are
awesome.
A national treasure.
That's the thing. Anything can happen on this show, and it's too bad that wasn't regulation play, because you would have won that one, Kyle. Although Jeff, when would you say you'd know it? I mean, obviously I knew it just off of Booze Cruise, but
let's see, because we did play this one, but in regular Maltin, and I got it at Justin Bartha.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big clue, being the last build.
It's really strange. It's because he's got a bigger part than that. Like, he's the like kind of the wacky sidekick through the whole movie, right?
He's kind of short in the movie.
Yeah, but I think sometimes what happens is he's listed as and Justin Bartha in the credits, and that gets translated with Leonard into, well, he's the 8th-billed person. We got to do one more break, and then we're going to come back and play a real game with real stakes for real, I was going to say prizes, but there's no prizes. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and we're going to play a new one. I'm so excited. Jeff Tate gets to go first in a game that I'm calling Rustlers Roundup.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Rustlers Roundup. This is one of those games where I'll name a movie, and then you tell me if it features Kurt Russell, Kerry Russell, or neither.
Okay. I'm ready. Yeah.
It's Rustlers Roundup.
I thought you said wrestlers, and I really thought maybe I was going to have a chance because of my affinity for pro wrestling. I was like, I know all the Stone Cold Steve Austin movies. I'm in.
No, I said a word that isn't a word. I said Rustlers Roundup.
You're smarter than me. Damn it.
All right, so we start with Jeff. See, this is where guesswork really comes into play. Because I'll name a movie, and Jeff will tell me if it's Kurt, Carey, or neither. And then if he gets it wrong, it moves to Jessica. And again, she gets to, I'm sorry, Kyle. And then Jessica is third. You get it. You got some points this way at one time.
This is how I won, by everyone guessing the wrong thing and being last. I managed to squeak my way back on the show.
Yeah, so guys, do that again.
One, so you get to go last.
Man.
What's that?
That's the advantage of winning, is now she gets to go last. And so we got to, if we get it wrong, it's good for her.
Yeah.
Why you want to win?
That's the way to look at it. Of course, Jeff is before her, so we'll see.
It's hopeless.
Jeff's a big Kerry Russell fan. I gotta admit, I should have factored into my decision. All right, Jeff. Here's the first movie. Does this movie have Kurt, Kerry, or neither? It's called Thunderland.
Thunderland?
Yeah, Thunderland.
It's what they wanted to call Oklahoma before.
I think maybe Land of Thunder was taken.
Oh, I don't know. So I'm going to say Kerry Russell is in that.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Kyle?
I'm gonna go with neither.
Neither is correct. Thunderland isn't a movie. I made it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a new wrinkle. I didn't realize that some of these titles were going to be just straight up fake. Okay.
It sounds real.
It does. Can we talk about that? The plot of that on your podcast, Kyle?
Yeah.
All right. So Jessica's up first. You ready, Jessica?
Oh, God. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Is it Kurt or Carrie or neither? A movie called The Captive, The Longest Drive 2. So this is a sequel called The Captive, The Longest Drive 2.
I really thought for a second it was The Captive, and it's about shitting your pants on a road trip. Okay.
I mean, talk about a captive colon.
I am the captive now.
Okay. I'm going to guess neither.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Back to Jeff.
I'm going to guess Kerry Russell.
That is also incorrect.
Yes. This game rules.
I mean, if you have a good memory, some people have whiffed this.
I've seen it firsthand.
What's the answer, Kyle?
Kurt Russell.
That is correct. From 1976. I'd never heard of that. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't even know what the first, was it called? Was the first one The Captive? Like, it's weird to put the number at the end of the thing after the colon.
Yeah, The Captive, a pretty long drive.
You know, it's not The Exorcist, The Heretic 2. It's Exorcist 2, The Heretic. All right. So anyway, that point goes to Kyle. Kyle is kicking ass. Anything can still happen, though. And we're back to, oh, it's Jessica's turn now. You ready, Jessica?
I'm ready.
Okay. I think you can do this.
I started the last one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Jeff missed, and then Kyle got the gimme.
Okay. All right. Hit me.
Okay. Honey, I blew up the kid.
All I know is Rick Moranis.
I mean, doesn't that make it sound like the baby exploded?
It really does. And frankly, I'll say it. I was disappointed when no one died.
Yeah, he just became a giant baby.
Okay. I'm going to say Terry Russell.
That is correct.
Oh my God, it's a miracle.
I can't believe
she is risen.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh no, this is really bad for the show. I shouldn't have gotten it.
If there was an audience here, they'd be chanting Tate so hard right now.
Tate.
Yeah, it's just not the same when the competitors do it.
I believe in you, Jeff.
They don't cheer for each other enough. All right, you ready, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. The movie is called We Were Soldiers.
Whoa. All right. Well, I think that, I know that Kurt Russell is not in that movie, so I'm going to guess Kerry Russell.
Why would you give away to the next person that Kurt Russell's not? Anyway, maybe one reason you can give it away is because you're correct. That is right.
Damn.
It is Kerry Russell. Jeff Tate is on the board.
Also, I forgot about the neither thing. I forgot to, I just spaced a second.
Oh my God, you forgot about neither?
Yeah.
That totally could have been neither.
Man, what a career Kerry Russell's had.
You haven't seen We Were Soldiers, have you, Jeff?
No. Mm-hmm. Because I would have seen it if Kurt Russell was in it.
That's a very good point. All right, Kyle, here we go. The next movie is called 7 Days.
7 Days?
7 Days.
Okay. I have never heard of this movie. I am going to say neither.
Are you sure?
I'm not very certain.
Are you sure you don't want to say neither?
I'll say neither. Oh.
Neither, neither, either, either. You're correct.
Oh, man.
Good job sniffing out the fakies. Jessica.
Oh no.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve? I'm going to go. Kerry Russell?
That's your guess?
Kari Russell? I will stick to it. I'm scared.
That is correct. It is Kerry Russell. You did it.
No! Oh my God, Kerry Russell.
Yeah, she was in Dead Man's Curve.
Man. Mm-hmm. I just knew her as Felicity this whole time.
Jeff?
Yes.
Kerry, Kurt, or neither, a movie called Goats.
Goats? Just goats.
I've always loved the word goat for some reason.
Strong word.
It's just what it represents is so great.
That is I'm gonna say Carrie Russell.
You ever try goat yoga?
Oh man, I want to do it so bad.
Sometimes they pee on you.
Wait, is this a real thing?
This is a real thing. You have to pay extra for the pee. Oh, it's a real thing. They're like, you do yoga and goats climb on you.
If you get down in a ball on the ground, goats will just jump up on your back.
Yeah, they don't respect you at all.
They treat people like they're rocks. And they just jump up on things. So like they just get goats on people while they're yogaing.
People get peed on? I didn't know that.
I think that, you know, because they're just goats. They don't know the difference between some lady and the ground.
And then they eat your hair.
I bet there's not a lot of men at goat yoga, but I'd be into it.
We should all go one day.
Who? All right. Who guessed what?
I said...
You just got transfixed by goats. You said that it's Carrie Russell and goats?
Yes.
You're right. It is Carrie Russell and goats.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
That's the first one I've known. I wish it would have fell to me. I was like,
"Oh man,
you've like
seen you know Goats? Goats?"
No, I don't know why I know that Jason Schwartzman is also in the movie Goats. That's all I know about it.
Wow.
And
I wonder which one's the title character. Also, I don't think it's animated. I think it's live action.
Yeah, it looked like, it's like an indie movie. That's all I really. I don't know how it ever came on my radar, but I was hoping that one fell to me.
Yeah. Is it about goats, like actual goats? It's not Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan solving mysteries?
I think it's just them all debating that exact thing.
I want to see that movie.
All right, it's Kyle's turn. You ready, Kyle? Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's how ready you are.
Sometimes I watch the Zoom too hard to see if the yellow scroll comes up on me.
The movie is called Candle Shoe.
What?
Candle Shoe.
There's no way this is
a movie. No!
I'm telling you, the movie is called Candle Shoe.
This is neither. There's no way that's a movie.
I'm telling you, it is a movie. It had Jodie Foster, and she played a young girl that has to go live in an old British castle for some reason. And it was, and the castle was called Candle Shoe.
Well, I'm still going to say neither.
Yeah, neither one of them was in Candle Shoe, but yes. But it is a real, I was like, how dare you? It is a real movie.
Sorry to the makers of Candle Shoe.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Candle Shoe. Right. Fuck those dicks and their dumb movie title.
Yeah, take that, you successful people.
All right, you ready, Jessica?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be. So no, but go ahead.
Jiminy Glick in La La Wood.
What?
An actual motion picture.
There were multiple Jiminy Glicks? Wait, was that? I thought it was okay, well.
It was a sketch. It was a TV show.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a TV show.
He was a guest on other shows, but then he also made a movie called Jiminy Glick in La La Wood.
Wow, they really just don't know when to quit.
No, I bet you it's got some funny parts in it.
I'm sure it's really funny.
It's got Kurt Russell, Carrie Russell, or neither. I'll tell you that much about it.
I really thought that you were just fucking up and telling me who was in the cast. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's in the bag. You know what? I feel like one of them's in it because I feel like this is a movie where they're like, we gotta stack the cast. And I had like 800 names in it. I'll say Kurt because I said Carrie last time. Kurt.
Oh, really? Your strategies are really excellent, and they have a tendency to pay off, but this time It paid off again. That is correct.
Wow, the true highlight of Kurt Russell's career, being the 400th celebrity listed in Jiminy Glick, I assume.
Yeah, I wonder if like Goldie was in the same sequence or something.
Yeah.
Maybe they got both of them.
And it was just as themselves or something?
Probably. Yeah. All right. We got Kyle with 4, Jessica with 3, and Jeff with 2.
Jeff, step it up. The people are counting on you.
Yeah.
Tate.
I'm doing my best.
Do better.
All right, Jeff, you ready?
Yes.
The film is called Circus Boy.
This sounds like a Eric Andre movie. Is it?
It really does.
It can't be. All right, Circus Boy. I'm gonna say neither.
That is correct.
Yes.
That isn't a movie. It's an old TV show that starred Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Wow.
Oh.
He was a circus boy.
I think he was the title character.
Like Trouble on Set in.
That's how he got typecast. He was just going to be a monkey forever.
All right. So this one decides it.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's next after Jeff? Who's always after Jeff?
I think it was Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle.
I think you're right. Okay. So this goes to Kyle. Kyle misses it. Jessica gets a shot. She misses it too. Then Jeff will tie it up with Kyle and we'll have to do a tiebreaker. A Kyle breaker.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If you will. Kyle, the film is Guns of the Desert.
Guns of the Desert?
Guns.
What? Guns of
the Desert.
The sequel to Candleshoe?
Why? I'm actually legitimately sweating. It has done me a good job so far. I'm going to say neither.
Boy, you really counting on that neither to come through.
It was no strategy other than both of them miss it.
Yeah, but you know what? That strategy has paid off.
Yes!
My new friend, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, Candleshoe.
I'm in my chair.
Can you come back next week, Kyle?
Let's do it.
Okay, good. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Fucking Guns of the Desert.
Dopamine I've had in a year and a half.
Really?
Maybe another time when I watch Blade Runner. No.
What was your somebody that went all this time without having seen Blade Runner and finally watching it? Like, what was your, like, what surprised you about it the most, other than the fact that, you know, you ended up liking it so much?
What kept me from seeing it so long was the amount of people telling me what edit of the movie was better.
Oh, yeah. It's so confusing.
The only thing that I never knew if I think I started it once and I didn't know if it was the right cut. And then a roommate was like, "That's, you got to watch the other." I'm like, "I don't have the other one. I have the one in my hand." And I guess, you know, I like when a sci-fi movie holds up. That's a good thing, because sometimes they feel dated kind of quickly, but so much of this one wasn't relying on large set pieces and stuff that wouldn't hold up. I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, it's visually, it's just so stunning. It's got so many shots that just look like, you know, paintings. But I appreciated the pacing of the first one. The 2049 lost me a little bit. I thought it was a little too slow, but also it did look really cool.
That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah. Yes, Jeff?
Oh, it's pretty impressive how they guessed wrong about every company that they had, like Atari and whatever.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like
that's
in the downtown or whatever of Blade Runner, they were like, "This is what's going to be in the future." None of them exist.
The only remaining advertiser from Blade Runner.
Yeah, and like there were like signs that said for the public telephones were kind of like they have a like a video element. So there were signs that said. Vidphone, if you pronounce it how it's spelled, because there's no E, but basically Vidphone was a something they guessed at that didn't really happen.
Zooming in a booth.
Yeah. I can't believe more of us don't have abandoned houses with little teddy bears walking around.
So few of us have that these days.
Yeah, it's really a thing of the past. Okay, so mark it down, Kyle, for a yes for next week. Tell us again about your podcast and when and where people can catch it.
It's called Never Seen It with Kyle Ayers. I have comedians rewrite famous movies they've never seen. It's out every Thursday, you know, wherever you get podcasts. Wherever you get those, that's where it is.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that with podcasts, but I'm so used to saying it with everything. Like, where can you get it? Because people love to, you know where they can get it. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Jessica Michelle Singleton, stepping down from your throne.
My dreams of meeting and beating Sam Levine have been dashed.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd be happy to get the two of you together sometime soon.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
That'd be a showdown I'd enjoy very much.
Just me eating shit and him winning.
Yeah, but if you get anything right, boy, is Sam going to be steamed.
Boy, that would be real lovely. Oh, man. Thanks for having me. I have a podcast where I watch a lot of movies I haven't seen or my co-host hasn't seen. So it's in the same vein. It's called Two Filthy Nerds, and it's Indiana Jones season. So we're having a lot of fun over there. People like Indiana Jones, come hang out.
How much Indiana Jones do you have to watch? Like, you're not going to watch like that TV series, are you?
We considered it, but then we decided it's not a full Indiana Jones podcast, and we already spent too long in a very heavy Harry Potter season. So we're just doing the four main movies. We just watched Raiders of the Lost Ark last night. It was my first time seeing it. I know.
Oh, you just started.
Oh yeah. Oh, we just started. We're recording the episode after this. So okay. We're doing that, so, and then going to Marvel. So lots of fun stuff.
Let's get a scoop. I want a scoop. What was the thing that was surprised you most about Raiders of the Lost Ark?
You know, I forgot how hot Harrison Ford used to be. I feel like that was probably the most surprising. Also, I had to ask everyone because we did a watch party with the patrons. And I was like, were these graphics considered cutting edge at the time? Because the people like melting and stuff, it was very Roger Rabbit-y. So it's funny coming from that, having been spoiled by CGI and everything, and not having, because I hadn't seen it because, I don't know, my dad left and it was sad. It's like no dad movies for me. But yeah, no, I just, it was real fun. And I liked... I don't know. I have no idea if anything they said was actually historically accurate, but it really made me feel like I learned something.
I think it's true that if you open the Lost Ark of the Covenant, but just don't look at it, just close your eyes, you'll be fine.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind on my next archaeological excavation.
All the bad guys looked right at it, like a leader looking at an eclipse, but the good guys... Good guys, they just looked away and then they survived.
That it's like, oh yeah, it's just turning people to dust, but if you close your eyes, you're fine.
Yeah,
so blind people were just in the clear all along.
I know, that's what they should have sent some blind people in to do what they were doing, but you know, at that point I think they were being held captive or something.
Yeah, well, it's also like, so they, all the bad guys would have died anyway if Indiana Jones wasn't there, is how I felt. Like,
I think so, yeah. That's part of the thing, is that he's not that much of a hero. He just kind of moves things around through the whole movie.
And he like got to collect the box. It's
he
like,
doesn't
well,
ever accomplish anything. Even at the end, he doesn't even get the Ark of the Covenant. It's just shoved into a warehouse, spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it. No, it doesn't matter.
It literally looks like, I think, an Amazon warehouse at the end. And it was fun, though. It was cool. I was like, wow, boy... am I glad I finally watched this. And that admission is enough to tell you my streak has gone on far too long on this show.
Yeah, well, you're in for quite a ride now, because from this point forward, people do not agree on the quality of these next three films.
That's right. There was infighting within the patrons in the chat last night.
So everyone agrees the first one's probably, it's hard to argue it's not the best one.
Besides Crystal Skull, obviously.
What's that?
Except for obviously the Crystal Skull.
No, you're going to run into Crystal Skull enthusiasts.
Oh yeah, everywhere you look.
It's brutal. Jeff Tate, thanks for being here, dude.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was nice to be back.
Yeah. What's going on? You got first Friday of every month, people should go to Bandcamp and buy all the Jeff Tate stuff.
Yeah, Bandcamp Fridays.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I got a date in June 18th and 19th.
Oh, is she a looker? And what kind of date is two nights?
No, it's for stand-up. It's a stand-up.
Oh, I see. Where is that going to be?
At Chameleon in Cincinnati. It's a place called Chameleon.
Oh, cool.
Two shows a night.
Ooh.
There's a club down the street called Chameleon, and everyone just looks at a chameleon.
In a tent. I know. I felt so dumb trying to get booked there.
I bet you the Geico Lizard gets right in when he comes through town. He bumps so many other reptiles. So, yeah, thanks to everybody. I think that covers everything.
Yay!
RushTix.com for my next show on April 20th, a virtual stand-up show in which we will play games from Douglas movies, and Jeff Tate will be there for that. And that's on 420 on April 20th at 420 Pacific time. And we'll be back next week with Kyle Ayers. Thank you, Kyle Ayers, Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Jeff Tate. As always, bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room